And a very good morning to you. It's about 11 o'clock in the morning, and I'm Kermit Poling, General Manager here at Red River Radio. Time for another Spotlight. I'm joined in the studio by Cynthia Helen, who's the Executive Director of the Belcher Center in Longview, Texas, there at Letourneau University. Cynthia, thanks for making the drive in.
Oh, happy to do it.
And we've got a big event coming up Saturday.
We are so excited to have From the Top. I mean, it's From the Top. They're going to be taping their show at the Belcher Center at Letourneau. We are just thrilled to be hosting that.
And it is, of course, the show that we air on Saturday mornings here, and featuring the most brilliant, you know, they don't usually use the term prodigy very often, but these are prodigies. They are the finest young musicians, covering a wide array of classical music instruments. But this past weekend, Cynthia, I don't know if you were listening, but they featured performances with the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra. So these kids got to play concertos, and then they actually had composers, because, you know, you think of all of these pianists and violinists and all of that. They actually had a young composer who was absolutely brilliant. So the show changes every single week, and we're just so pleased that they're coming to our area. And we're even featuring some young people who are from our region as well, and that's exciting.
Yes, we've got one from Nacogdoches, and we've got one from Waxahachie, and that's going to be very exciting to have some local flavor in that show.
And little Neo O'Hara, I call him little because he's a lot shorter than I am. He's a brilliant, brilliant kid. If you have listened to the Young Artists Competition year after year here on Red River Radio, the last three competitions, Neo has been a winner, and his performing level has just blossomed and blossomed. He was already phenomenal the very first time that I heard him.
Wow.
His father, Mario O'Hara, of course, is faculty at SFA. This is a great opportunity, and it's a great honor for him to be featured on this show, because they only pick the best. So those of you in the Lufkin-Nacogdoches area who are familiar with Neo and know of his accolades, and you're familiar with his father, this is a great opportunity for you to take that drive, take a nice drive up to Longview and see this whole thing. And you hear the program on the air. You know, the show runs an hour, but the entire performance actually is about twice that.
It's about 2 hours, the whole show, and then they edit it down.
Some years back when John Henry Crawford was featured, cellist from the Shreveport area, and another brilliant performer, his opportunity to be on From the Top was done in Dallas. So went over to the Meyerson Center to see the performance there. And, you know, it was intriguing because you don't know what to expect as an audience member. And was, you know, we were going there to hear John Henry, and also to see how the show was put together, because we were at that time considering maybe bringing the show to Shreveport. Mm-hmm. And it's really great, because the thing runs like a finely tuned clock, and everything has to be perfect, sound and everything else. And they actually do give the performers an extra take just to have in reserve, just in case for some reason they need to do it. But as far as I could tell, nobody needed it.
Yeah, I'm very impressed with the organization itself. You know, just dealing with them from this side, they really have it together. I mean, it is, like you said, it's a machine, and they know what they're doing. And it's going to be a great experience, I think, for everybody who comes up. And, you know, one of the things that's really exciting for us, If you've ever been to the Belcher Center, which I know you have, we keep getting comparisons to the sound in Carnegie Hall. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a beautiful building, it's a beautiful hall, but it was really built for acoustics, and so this is going to be a perfect venue for this show.
Yeah, it's a beautiful concert hall, and it, you know, one thing that I wanted to talk about a little bit, and you know much more about their schedule when they're here than I do. But while the performers are here, they are also essentially taking, it's almost like master classes and all of that in outreach and educational stuff. So while the kids are in town, they're doing more than just getting ready for that concert.
Right. The show is Saturday night at 7:30, but the experience for these kids really starts Friday, and then it doesn't end until Sunday about noon. They've got things going on for them the whole time. It's a really very rich educational experience for these young musicians, and for like Pine Tree High School in Longview is going to get to experience a master class with them and with the people from the top, from the company. So they're going to spend Friday afternoon with them right after school with some of their musicians at Pine Tree. And then Saturday they'll have workshops and they'll work with the young musicians that are going to be in the program. And then they have another workshop on Sunday morning before they leave. So it's a very intense weekend for the winners of this audition for this show.
Sure. Now, if people want to get tickets, and of course we say on our station you can, right on our website, redriverradio.org, is a huge picture and the From the Top logo, and you just click in there, and that will take you to the Belcher Center's ticketing page. But
right.
Why don't you also mention, if someone wants to go through your website or call your numbers, why don't you give that information?
Well, it's belchercenter.com, and you can buy the tickets there as well. And you can also call our box office or walk up if you want to. I mean, the box office phone number is 903-233-3080, and you can call and we'll help you with that, or you can go online and buy them.
And again, From the Top, the program that you hear Saturday mornings here, this is a, you know, I want to say a live taping. It is a performance of these absolutely brilliant young musicians. It is, the audience gets to participate and be part of the program. There's even a little bit of prompting for the audience so you know what to do. You don't have to sit on your hands. You don't have to worry about it. Obviously, they don't want you to make too much noise while the musicians are playing, because it's going to be broadcast at some point, but you'll be able to say somewhere down the line when that show is scheduled. They haven't given you the schedule date, have you, for airing?
No,
yeah,
I haven't
heard given
that
it to
yet.
Us either. They keep that top secret, I guess, until the program's in the can, as they say. But you'll be able to tell your friends, hey, I was in there. Listen for my applause.
You know, the thing I really enjoy about listening to this show is the humor in there, too, because these are kids. Mm-hmm. And they say funny things, and they do funny things, and they tell funny stories, and, you know, they're fabulous musicians, but they're also kids. They don't take anybody over 17, I don't think. So you get some real... Christopher O'Reilly has a lot of fun. I mean, he takes it very seriously, but he also has a lot of fun with the show itself.
And Chris O'Reilly himself is one of the top concert pianists mm-hmm. in the world. And it's great that he has dedicated himself to this project, as has the whole crew that are part of this production team. And of course, they're mostly based out of Boston, out of New England, and they have their own really fine venue, Jordan Hall, where they do a lot of these shows. But then they take it on the road, and the opportunities to see them throughout the country are fairly rare. You know, they can't really go every single week to
right.
a different place. So this is their stop for our part of the country. This is a great, unique opportunity. Also, I'm sure Chris O'Reilly will play something. He always does something.
Yes.
And these are magnificent musicians. You know, I refer to it a lot, you know, the show with the kids, that type of thing, and all of that. And it's not just that they're kids. These are absolutely brilliant, brilliant virtuosi.
Absolutely.
And that's half the fun. You know, I sit here and I hear these programs, and I think two of the performers are in the 14-year age range. I know that there's one ensemble. You have the whole list.
We have a 12-year-old, of course, Neo. We've got a 16-year-old. We've got a 17-year-old and a 14-year-old.
And a 14-year-old. So what always amazes me when you hear these younger ones, and I think, you know, I have a recollection, you know, as a musician and piano. A lot of people know me as a violinist, conductor, that type of thing. But supposedly, I was a piano prodigy of some sort when I was that age. But not at the level that these are. And I hear them, and I just you start laughing, because it's like nobody should be able to perform at the
it's
level.
It's amazing. It's truly amazing what some of these kids can do. Wow.
So it's a great opportunity for you. I hope that you will join us there. You know, the gang from Red River Radio will be making the trip to come over and. You know, it's a beautiful hall, wonderful acoustics, and an opportunity to see how a radio show is put together.
And easy access. I mean, we're a mile and a half off of I-20.
So right off the highway, right. And just drive a little ways, and you are there. Again, you can go to belchercenter.com
right.
for tickets and information. You can go to our site, redriverradio.org. And just because you are listening right now, we're going to give away a pair of tickets.
Yay.
for Saturday. If you call us right now at 800-552-8502, 800 552-8502, and you're the first a pair of tickets to go see From the Top this Saturday at the Belcher Center will be yours. And throughout this week, we're going to be giving away additional tickets. So just listen for those opportunities. But if you don't want to take your chance on missing out, then by all means, go ahead and get your tickets for this program. We'd love to meet you while we're there. I'm sure Cynthia would as well.
Absolutely.
The folks there at the Belcher Center are just such a nice group of people to deal with. Ah, there they go. Doesn't take long. I know you are there and you want to go and hear it. Anything else you want to add about the weekend?
I have to tell you how excited the people with the From the Top organization are about coming to this part of the country. I mean, when I contacted them about the possibility of having a show here, they jumped at it. They just said, yes, we would love to come down and do a show in that region because we haven't been there in a while and we really enjoy those audiences. So they are very much looking forward to having the opportunity to perform for the people in this region.
Well, thank you for engaging the program, bringing it to the area. We're glad we can partner with you on that. And if you have any questions about it, you know, same numbers, you know, you can always give us a call here at Red River Radio if you need more information. And we were happy to also pass you on to Cynthia there and to the folks at the Belcher Center. So again, Saturday evening, 7:30 at the Belcher Center,
right,
at Laterno University, Longview, Texas, a relatively short drive from just about anywhere in our region, and a very nice one. We're hitting, you know, that time of year. Spring is here. First day of spring today.
So nice
opportunity to just take a good trip and hear these amazing performers. Cynthia, I want to thank you for making the trip over to talk about this today.
Thank you for partnering with us on this performance. It's going to be an absolutely wonderful evening.
It absolutely will. And if you know someone that wants to hear more about the program, this particular little spotlight that we're doing will be up on our website a little bit later on today. So you can encourage people to listen to it and hopefully to join us for the performance Saturday evening. Our website, if you want to just check it out there, is redriverradio.org. Cynthia, thank you so much for making the trip over.
Thank you, Kermit.
And if you're with an organization, you have an event coming up, and you'd like to be featured on a future spotlight, by all means, give us a call, 800-552-8502.